Hi, I'm Anna Wolska with the Lupus Foundation of America, which is the founder and owner of the global peer-reviewed open access journal Lupus Science and Medicine that is published by BMJ. On today's episode, we will be discussing the paper entitled Anifrolumab in Lupus Nephritis, results from second year extension of a randomized phase 2 trial, which was recently published in Lupus Science and Medicine Journal. We are joined by the authors of this article, Dr. David Jain from the Department of Medicine at the University of Cambridge in Cambridge, United Kingdom, and Dr. Katharina Lindholm from the Clinical Development, Late Respiratory and Immunology, Biopharmaceuticals at AstraZeneca in Gothenburg, Sweden. Dr. Jain and Dr. Lindholm, welcome. I'm going to start with Dr. Jain. Could you please begin by updating us on the current standard treatment for lupus nephritis and its efficacy and tolerability in patients?
So, Anna, thank you very much for selecting our paper and for inviting us to contribute to your podcast. Lupus nephritis is a common severe disease manifestation of lupus that affects the kidneys. For active proliferative lupus nephritis, glucocorticoids and immunosuppressive drugs, namely mycophenolate or cyclophosphamide, are recommended as standard therapy. Combination therapy with belimumab or with calcineurin inhibitors, especially voclosporin or tacrolimus, should also be considered. All of these treatments are associated with negative side effects and their efficacy is limited. For example, daily use of glucocorticoids is associated with significant toxicity and should be minimized or completely withdrawn. Immunosuppressants and calcineurin inhibitors are also associated with an increased risk of infections. Biologic drugs such as belimumab and anifrolumab have been approved for the treatment of lupus, and belimumab is also approved for lupus nephritis. But despite recent advances, the majority of patients with lupus nephritis still do not achieve a stable, complete renal kidney response, and many experience disease flares. So there's a high unmet need for newer agents for the treatment of this disease.
Dr. Lindholm, my next question is to you. Your research was based on data from the randomized placebo-controlled phase 2 trial entitled Treatment of Uncontrolled Lupus via the Interferon Pathway Lupus Nephritis, focused on evaluating the safety and efficacy of anifrolumab in treating lupus nephritis. Can you please provide more insights into the mechanism of action of this novel therapy and how therapeutic efficacy was determined in this trial?
Absolutely. So although lupus is a clinically heterogeneous disease, the majority of patients with moderate to severe active lupus have an increased activation of the so-called type 1 interferon pathway. This can be measured in peripheral blood using an interferon gene signature. And this is one of the key signatures in lupus, which is even more pronounced in patients with active proliferative lupus nephritis. Anifrolumab is the humanized monoclonal antibody that binds to the type 1 interferon receptor. And this leads to inhibition of downstream type 1 interferon signals. And based on anifrolumab's demonstrated effects on reducing disease activity in patients with lupus, anifrolumab is now approved in multiple countries around the world for treatment of adult patients with moderate to severe lupus despite being on standard of care. So in this phase 2 study, we are evaluating the efficacy and safety of anifrolumab in patients with active proliferative lupus nephritis. We are comparing anifrolumab with placebo, but with both treatments added to background standard of care. And we are assessing the efficacy and safety over a period of 2 years. The primary efficacy endpoint of the trial was the mean change from baseline to the end of year one, that is week 52, in the 24-hour urine protein to creatinine ratio, or UPCR, or proteinuria, to make it simple. Another important efficacy endpoint was the proportion of patients who achieved a complete renal response or a complete kidney response at week 52. To be classified as a complete renal responder, patients had to have an improvement in the UPCR to less than or equal to 0.7 milligram per milligram, while also not having a more than 20% decrease in kidney function. And finally, to be classified as a responder, patients had to stay on the investigational product up until the endpoint and must not receive specified restricted medications or rescue medications. We then used the same measures, so the UPCR and the complete renal response, to assess the efficacy and safety of anifrolumab throughout 2 years of placebo-controlled anifrolumab treatment.
Your research examined the safety and efficacy of two different dosing regimens of anifrolumab when combined with standard lupus nephritis treatments. Could you elaborate on why these two dosing regimens were assessed in this trial?
Yes, so the approved anifrolumab dose for the treatment of lupus is 300 milligrams given intravenously every 4 weeks. In this study, we evaluated the efficacy and safety of this dosing regimen, which we called the basic regimen. But we also evaluated an intensive regimen of 900 milligrams of anifrolumab for the first three doses and 300 milligrams thereafter, also given intravenously every 4 weeks. So why did we choose to evaluate this intensive regimen in parallel with the basic regimen? This was because there was a theoretical potential that proteinuria would impact on the clearance of anifrolumab in patients with lupus nephritis, and this could lead to suboptimal exposure to the drug and therefore affect its efficacy.
Can you remind us the outcomes or the first year results from the trial and also comment on the results from the second year?
Yes. So in the first year of treatment, the primary endpoint was not met, as the relative difference in the mean change in 24-hour UPCR between the patients treated with either dosing regimen of anifrolumab, that is, when we combined the basic regimen and the intensified regimen, did not differ from placebo. And this was likely due to the suboptimal exposure to anifrolumab with the basic regimen, as David just explained. However, patients receiving the intensified regimen of anifrolumab achieved clinically meaningful responses across renal endpoints, including the 24-hour UPCR, and a higher proportion of patients in the anifrolumab intensified regimen achieved complete renal response compared with those on placebo. And importantly, anifrolumab treatment led to a sustained oral glucocorticoid dosage reduction. In our recent manuscript, which focuses on the second year, we show that the efficacy results observed in the first year of treatment were sustained throughout the second year, with more patients treated with the intensified regimen of anifrolumab attaining complete renal response at week 104, that is at 2 years, and achieving a sustained glucocorticoid tapering compared with those on basic regimen or those on placebo. Over the 2 years of this trial, anifrolumab was well tolerated and had an acceptable safety profile, with the majority of patients not experiencing serious adverse events nor discontinuing treatment due to an adverse event.
Thank you, Dr. Lindholm. Dr. Jane, in your opinion, what areas or aspects warrant further exploration to advance research in this domain?
Thank you. Yes, there clearly remains an unmet need for better treatment for patients with lupus nephritis. Therefore, clinical trials assessing novel therapies targeting key disease pathways in lupus nephritis are needed. In addition, finding novel therapies that allow reduced use of glucocorticoids is important to minimize steroid-induced side effects and damage. Several other areas of research need to be advanced in the study of lupus pathology and its treatment, as is well summarized in the latest update of the European League Against Rheumatism, or EULAR, guidelines. One of the key points referred to in the 2023 EULAR guidelines is the development of non-invasive biomarkers for response to different biologic drugs through pharmacogenetics, transcriptomics, or other methods. And in line with having more patient-centered approaches to treatment, another important area that needs further research is the evaluation and standardization of patient-reported measures of disease activity, disease burden, and treatment response. We should have a standardized way of incorporating the experience of patients with lupus nephritis when evaluating a treatment's efficacy.
Finally, doctors, would you please share with us your plans for future studies of anifrolumab in lupus nephritis?
Yes, I'm more than happy to do that. So based on the promising results from the TULIP-LN study, we are currently conducting a phase 3 multinational clinical trial to assess the efficacy and safety of anifrolumab versus placebo with both treatments as added to background standard therapy in adult patients with active proliferative lupus nephritis. This phase 3 study, which is called IRIS, is not only assessing clinical efficacy and safety of anifrolumab in patients with lupus nephritis, but we are also investigating how anifrolumab treatment impacts patient-reported outcomes and patients' quality of life, since this is important to us. We're also continuing our exploratory analysis of data collected in the phase 2 TULIP-LN study to better understand the effects of anifrolumab in patients with lupus nephritis, and also as an attempt to find novel non-invasive biomarkers of treatment response. And some of this data has been or will be presented soon in upcoming scientific meetings and congresses.
That's wonderful. We are looking forward to seeing all these new data. All right. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Jane and Dr. Lindholm.
So thank you very much for inviting us. And we'd also like to particularly thank the other authors on this study, the investigators and research staff who provided support for data collection and analysis, the healthcare providers. But of most importance, we'd like to thank the patients who participated in this study.
Thank you. That was Dr. Jane and Dr. Lindholm describing the research on the safety and tolerability of anifrolumab 2-year treatment in active lupus nephritis in phase 2 TULIP trial. I'm Anna Wolska. Thanks for listening, and please don't forget to tune into the next episode of our podcast.